What's harm in giving just a small warning?
Certain scenes do trigger certain emotions.
It's really not anyone else's business to tell someone when they are mentally and emotionally ready to deal with things.
If you create a sort of a sense of a duty for a professor not to say anything that potentially could trigger an emotional response from students, you are really severely limiting the world in which a professor can teach.
Have you ever been shocked by a violent or disturbing scene in a movie, book, or on the internet?
Get me up. Let me sink.
Maybe you could have used a trigger warning.
So a trigger warning warns you about content you might be facing that could provoke a response based on symptoms of PTSD.
The concept of the trigger warning first gained popularity among feminist and social justice blogs, some of which include extensive lists of possible triggers, ranging from depictions of rape and abuse and war to needles and snakes and small holes. One site even lists potential triggers in films, such as American Psycho, which contains gore, murder, and sexual violence against women, or It Takes Two, which alludes to the death of a parent, child abuse, and child labor. A few enterprising college students are now pushing to bring trigger warnings to the classroom.
I was in a classroom. It was a very small, intimate classroom, and we were watching a film, and there were several scenes of sexual assault, and finally a very drawn-out rape scene. It did not trigger me. I recognized the potential for it to be very triggering.
Bailey Loverin is a student at the University of California, Santa Barbara. And while Oberlin has attracted a fair amount of media attention with its wide-ranging list of triggers that encompass racism, colonialism, religious persecution, violence, suicide, and more, it's actually Loverin's more focused UCSB initiative that's gotten the most traction, passing the student assembly and soon to be implemented as a mandate for all professors.
I don't feel like it's a problem asking for this to be mandated, that this should be an official policy. You're always going to have someone that's going to argue, why? This is ridiculous. I shouldn't have to do this because I don't feel it. Why should anyone else? While the majority of people are already willing and actually implementing this in classrooms, this reaches out to the people that have not yet done so.
If universities had a trigger warning saying, if you want to go to universities, then be careful, there might be stuff that triggers you, you know, that would be sort of absurd at some level. But ultimately, if you're going to college, that is a way of saying that you're ready to talk about some really serious issues.
Being uncomfortable, being upset, being even a little bit offended is different than having a panic attack, blacking out, hyperventilating, screaming in a classroom, feeling like you're under such physical threat, whether it's real or perceived, that you act out violently in front of other people.
The National Institute of Mental Health estimates that about 3% of the adult U.S. population suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. The mental health network Psych Central says that ordinary events can serve as reminders of the trauma and trigger flashbacks or intrusive images. That means almost anything in daily life could be a potential trigger for someone. But Loverin has a plan for that.
The way the resolution was written, it directed the Office of the Student Advocate, which I'm a part, to consistently review and revise this list with the assistance of the Resource Center for Gender and Sexual Diversity, the Women's Center, and the Counseling and Psychological Services on campus.
I've been working defending freedom of speech on college campuses now for 13 years. And the problem with creating a standard that's as broad and vague as the one that they're talking about at UCSB and the one they already have at Oberlin is it very quickly gets co-opted to limit discussion and to punish people who have points of view that you really strongly disagree with.
How far can the trigger argument be taken? Just a couple of weeks after the resolution passed the student assembly, a women's studies professor snatched a sign from some pro-life protesters and then pushed one of them away when she tried to take it back.
Hey, don't touch me!
And she just pushed my sister as well.
I don't care!
Her stated reason for doing so?
What she argued was that the display was triggering. And it's an unfortunate part of human nature. If you give us a sort of an excuse to shut down speech with which we disagree, we're very quick to jump on that. You know, we see it as an opportunity.